The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Monday with Steve Elkins and Ron McDonald. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, and it is the 19th day of March, 2018. George in Texas, you're up next.
How you doing, John?
Hi.
Yeah, you know, the thing is like for the past 3 weeks, you know, they're trying to drag out this gun control thing. And you know, the thing is, everybody asked me, and they're so like shocked. It says after this latest school shooting and the shooting and stuff in Texas, I was like, what should we do? I used to do about the guns. They're like, absolutely nothing. You know what I mean? I mean, because people get killed more from household accidents, pool drownings, doctors misprescribing prescription drugs and guns. So, you know, I just say absolutely nothing.
Well,
and personally, that guy, David Hogg, sooner or later, I think a few guys are going to take him behind the woodshed. You know what I mean?
Well, I'd say and, put an end to the gun-free zones. Wouldn't you want to do put an end to the gun-free zones?
Yeah.
There you go.
I want my free space, not my gun-free zone space.
Well, and isn't that ironic? All these shootings and where they took place, what's not allowed? Guns. Well, here's one for you. Tom Swozy. this guy is... this Democratic congressman from Long Island, he pretty much came out and said that Americans should grab weapons and oppose President Trump by force. So here we have a loony lefty that's now coming out in favor of the Second Amendment to evidently shoot Trump. Wow. He made the remark to his constituents at a small town hall meeting last week saying that folks opposed to Trump might resort to the Second Amendment. Well, I got a news flash for this guy from Long Island. Isn't New York City a gun-free zone? So what?
Oh, New York State is.
Yeah. So what people is he talking about? I'm not quite sure.
He should be getting a visit from guys in black, the men in black, shouldn't he, John?
Yeah, I
probably should.
Yeah.
I got kicked off of Twitter. I'm kicked off of Twitter for a week because that other woman, Emma Gonzalez, with the buzz cut head. I just sit there and go, "We ought to pay a plane ticket for your realized dream of unlimited open borders and gun free zone," and say, "Why don't we just drop you right in the middle of a no go zone in London, England, one of Muslim no go zones?"
Oh boy!
And see how not having a gun is going to work out for you.
All right, George. Thanks for your call.
All right, thank you.
All right. Ken in Michigan. Hello, Ken.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
You guys were talking about the... I'm good, thank you. You guys were talking about the police just a little bit ago. And my thought on that is if they're only there to protect property, then they shouldn't be out there terrorizing the citizenry that has done absolutely nothing wrong.
Well, you gotta have a money draw for the administrative state enforcers, so they're going to go. Their job is public safety. Okay, that's what they say. And I, that was even seen on the side of a police car here in Austin to help make the community safe. Yeah, and I'm like, really? It's not your job. Read the Supreme Court ruling. Your job is not to protect the individual. Your job is to protect the property. And whose property is it? Well, what do they consider cars to be? It's an asset of the state. They gave you permission to use their asset, even though you're paying for it, on the roads that you're paying for. But it's a privilege. In their eyes, it's not a right. It's a privilege.
Yeah, that's very true. And I also forgot, yeah, we're considered their property as well.
Well, exactly. So
sure.
What's everybody complaining about?
You can see that with the mandatory vaccines. They think of you as property. With the mandatory vaccines, you are property. You're a dependent to them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks for your call, Ken.
Thank you.
Francis in North Carolina. And if you say hello, fellas, I'm going to go through the ceiling.
I haven't even given you permission to go through the ceiling yet.
Oh. Ooh. I think, you know what? You don't hate men because you are married, right?
You think?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Yeah, she's married.
Okay.
She's married.
All right.
How do you know?
Because you told me one day.
Yeah, you've told us a story about it once. Yeah,
yeah.
I remember.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize I'd informed Steve about that.
But I haven't heard him. I mean, that could be made up.
I remember the story quite well. It was something about a female that if you were a lesbian, you would go after that female. That's what I remember about the story.
Oh, gotcha.
Do you remember that?
John, you have heard him in the background because he actually shot off his mouth.
Well, how do I know that isn't the guy there to mow the lawn?
Clean the pool.
There you go.
Okay, I'll give you that it could have been the guy for the cleans the pool, but not mowing the lawn.
Okay. All right.
Never mind. But anyway, no, he has a bad habit of saying he's a lesbian in a man's body. So
I'm a lesbian because I love women.
I am not, well, at least you can, never mind.
There's no place to go. No footing
anyway.
There. Watch your step.
never mind.
Okay. Now.
Anyway.
Did I make you forget what you were going to say?
No.
Okay.
Nice try, though. But, I have to admit that Lauren earlier, it was good to hear her voice again for a change. She really creamed it earlier when she called in about that whole fiasco and what's going on. Now, as far as these students that have gone over to Israel and that whole shenanigan and so forth, mind you, shouldn't they have been going and addressing the politicians and the president and whoever else up in D.C. and the District of Criminals about the various organizations that put this event together to start with instead of going to Israel for that crap? Which tells me, since they did not, it sounds like they were part of the setup.
I would say.
Otherwise, why didn't they address D.C. instead about the organizations that probably put this thing together that are remaining in the shadows, as Cheney used to put it, Darth Cheney?
Well, take a look at what our politicians did last week at the ALIPAC and CPAC. They were just falling all over themselves about Israel. So I think there's not just a loose association here. There's an agenda. Going and making these speeches in front of the people that gave you dynamic entry for the cops. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard about that speech, and I almost wanted to hurl even though I was having lunch when I heard it. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, now, did that teacher that made the comment about what she viewed, did she go to Israel to address this whole scenario as well as these students? That's a big question, because she was the one that made a comment that 20 feet from her, there's a man dressed in metal black, whatever the case was, with a firearm she did not recognize, and so forth, that was going and shooting down the hall. Now, if she went to Israel to address this along with these students, or supposed students, then she's a part of the whole shenanigan. If she didn't, then she has a lot more credibility than they do.
I don't know. I just, it smells all the way around, Francis.
I'll give you
that. Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Follow the money trail on this one, too, John. I mean, who paid for all that to go over to Israel and Dubai? Who paid for that?
Well, and it's fascinating. In Baltimore, Soros? They can't even pay the electric bill at the public schools, but right. yet they're giving money to children to go to bus them to Washington, D.C.
Yep.
Yeah.
$139 million in the hole in the education. They had money for the yeah. the kids to go to D.C.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Francis,
I do want to go.
Yeah. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
Later, y'all.
All right. She's a good sport. She takes our
yes,
running.
She is.
Takes a licking and keeps ticking. Larry in Texas. Hello, Larry.
Hey, John. How are y'all?
Good.
Good. Hey, just happened to be listening live today. And in light of all the stuff that's going on in Austin right now, using their logic, shouldn't we push for our legislators to pass new laws banning backpacks and boxes?
Well,
That may happen.
Is that their logic?
I'm surprised after September 11th with supposedly yeah. The ne'er-do-wells taking over an entire plane with box cutters. I was looking for box cutters to be banned, but they didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know, Larry.
Well,
excellent point, though. After Boston, I wouldn't be surprised they'd go that direction, but they didn't do it. So in Boston, they could have done that, you know.
To perfect your saying, John, I like to say that I'm a lesbian stuck in a man's body.
All right, then.
Well, I don't know about that one.
Thanks, Larry. I appreciate it. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, boy. Well, just how popular is socialism in America? Virginia Fiddler and via the goldtelegraph.com, the majority of millennials are in favor of it. CNN has tweeted about Martin Luther King being a socialist before it was cool to be one. Socialism seems to be the current rage among those who enjoy all the fruits of capitalism and protection of free speech. While the wealth created by capitalism is now deemed to be hurtful and unfair, very little is heard about the 20 million people starved and killed under Stalin's regime. It was actually more than that. 20% of the millennials consider Stalin to be a hero. And the media does little to dissuade them from this view, nor does the educational system, which is eager to label American wealth as white privilege. History is being glossed over in favor of ideology. Sadly, today's millennials are more ignorant of history rather than malicious. And what's the excuse of teachers in the popular media? Well, one of the biggest confusions is that socialism and communism are different ideologies. The former may relate more to the economics, while the latter is a political system. But they both include a centralized government as a major tenet, and centralized control is only possible if citizens are denied individual rights. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few, or the one. Socialism and communism are both totalitarian regimes that are spelled differently but function very much alike. It's where a few elite despots determine the means of production, free speech that must be squelched, and no opposition can be tolerated. If Stalin seems too remote for the millennials to grasp, how about Venezuela? That's existing, and it's now a graphic example of socialist paradise. Over the past decade, Venezuela has moved from a mild socialistic state and reasonable comfort to radical socialism and abject poverty. Banks and many companies are already state-owned. Private property may soon become illegal. And by the way, the inflation rate here, just over the last year, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, the last 2 years, 7,439%. Inflation, or actually devaluation as we know it here in America, dealing with the FRNs. Now, this political shift, gentlemen, has resulted in hyperinflation and hospitals and schools that no longer function. 68% of the people do not have health insurance. There are long lines to purchase anything that might still be available, except that few can afford to buy whatever's out there. Over 60% of the citizens live in extreme poverty. Starvation is common. What little food that can be found is meted out through government distribution. Some lucky people may find garbage for sustenance the contents of Americans' capitalist trash cans would be actually a gourmet dinner for some of those that are living in Venezuela. President Nicolas Maduro has proposed a solution. Now, here's some fine thinking of a left-leaner. The solution to Venezuela's hunger problem? Breed pet rabbits, then eat them. Well, there you go. Like any socialist government, Venezuela has fostered a dependence on the government only to be able to meet the needs of the dependents. And it's running out of cash and will likely default on many of its global debts. In Venezuela, there are young people, Venezuela's millennials, who call themselves La Resistencia. They are attempting an opposition. When caught, many have been executed. It would be interesting and educational if both Venezuela and America's millennials could get together and compare notes. But in the U.S., millennials are too busy advocating a socialist Eden to see what's happening south of the border. Now, it's rather... This is no kidding, guys. The president of Venezuela wants to print money and distribute it equally to people. Gee, do you think that's going to help their inflation rate?
I think, didn't we try that at one time, too? They gave a lump sum back to all the taxpayers, and then they all paid their bills off.
It was minuscule.
It didn't go back out there in commerce.
It paid off credit cards.
Yeah, that's
really
what it was.
What it did.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah. So people would go right back and charge more on their credit cards. Exactly. Roxanne in Texas. Hello, Roxanne.
Hi.
Hello.
Did y'all see that CBS reporter, I guess several, but there was a young lady from Parkland. Her name is Carly, CarlyNovell. Carly Novell. And she was in the... She hid in the closet like her grandfather. It was a big production. Well, all you have to do is go on Facebook, but she's cut it all out. But she's at Georgetown. Jesuits. Rule.
What?
She's at Georgetown University.
So she...
On her own Facebook.
She was trying to pawn herself off as being a high school student?
Yep. They all are.
Oh, God.
Crisis
and
actors.
You know who Cameron Caskey's with? He has a photograph of himself with Nellie Orr, you know, the GPS fusion. She's behind the Never Again. Ring around the Rosie. Have a great night, y'all.
Thank you.
You know, I heard, John, that David Hogg, that crisis actor, says he's not going to return back to high school. So he's going to violate the law and not go back to school, I guess. But, John, I want to throw something at you and Ron real quick here. We're going to backtrack just a smidge. But you mentioned Stephen Paddock in the Las Vegas, and we know this. There were many shooters on that. But the FBI claims that Stephen Paddock had a relationship with Antifa. So my question you two are would be that if they've said there's an association with Antifa, why haven't they, you know, listed Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization?
Big.
Wouldn't you think that'd be the first thing they'd do?
Oh, no. We got to leave the groups of people out there that are seeking to destroy America to finish their job. We don't want to interrupt them.
Yeah. You need an excuse. Okay.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
All right.
I kid you not, guys. I actually heard that talk show host out of Austin today that said that Antifa, he was Antifa, and he wanted to kill Trump. And, well, that was the next best thing, of firing up a bunch of concert goers. When we know the whole damn thing was one well-run shoot 'em up, bang, bang. This was not the work of one man. My God in heaven, there were witnesses all over the place. And at one point in time, I guess they shut up the county sheriff out there. But at one time, the county sheriff goes, no, there was more than one shooter. And, of course, he got nudged by the FBI at that point. All right, let's take the break. Jeff, you're up next, 800-313-9443.
Well, it's all.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion.
Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Soon you will be dancing face to face with the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace. Welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is.
Got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru and the trailer and the full course dress. We got the software.
We're back. Jeff in Georgia. Hello, Jeff.
Yes, good to talk to you all. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
To save our future and to save our republic, to save gun rights, to save free speech, I believe firmly that we have to go after the banking cartel. And because their power is increasing. The world has 70 to 100 trillion in debt through fractional banking. We are down to 4% of the media. Supposedly 96% of the media is owned by six corporations. I've heard that. They are going after our free speech.
Yep.
They have a massive apparatus that we're not going to be able, unless we unite, to overthrow. But the people that I have listened to in the past, the Ken O'Keefes, then there's people that's talked about the fraudulent banking like Edward Griffin and Bill Still. This is the jugular vein. If the loans to governments was fraudulent through fractional banking, then we should be able to legitimately cancel it, and we should do it amongst multinations so that we would not suffer the consequences here. but I see their power growing. It's not just Israel. They have hired, through their apparatus, we have this Christian Zionist puppets. I'm a Christian. Putin's a Christian. You guys are Christian. But the Christian Zionists are doing incalculable damage to Christianity because they are aligning themselves with evil. What can we do together? I believe we can cancel much of the $25 trillion. It's $21 trillion to the federal. It's $4 or $5 trillion to the state and local. But if it was done fraudulently through fractional banking by the major banking institutions, we should be able to cancel it. The government could have printed money through U.S. notes, interest-free.
Right.
If we do not transfer this wealth and power from that 1% or that 0.1% back to the rest of us, look at the consequences. I mean, we might be headed toward World War III that we cannot break their hold on demonizing Putin, dragging us into the Middle East. We hear people calling from Europe. Europe looks like...
Wait a minute here, Jeff. Back up. Putin what?
Putin is a Christian. Putin, 80% of his country is Orthodox Christians. And Putin has been demonized. Putin came to power in 1999 when the guy he replaced over Chechnya. And then in the early 2000s, Putin's government arrested Mikhail Khodorkovsky. He was the richest Russian oligarch in Russia. And you've seen the international outcry to free that man. That man was stealing Russian resources. And Putin's government put him in prison.
Yeah, you know what, Jeff? I just wanted to interject this, that here they're still beating the drums. And in a second here, I'm going to tell you what Rand Paul had to say about this, but they've been beating the drums, Russia, Vladimir Putin, oh, the ogre, the bad guy, the this, the that, and the other. Well, they just had an election over there, and they reelected Vladimir Putin. 75% of the voters voted him back in for another 6 years. So where do you think the problem with Vladimir Putin is coming from? Being the president in the Dumas over there of his own country, they seem to be kind of like Assad with the Syrians. 85-86% of those people voted that guy in and then back in by the same margin. And apparently the people in Russia like Vladimir Putin, the only people that don't like either the Syrian president or the Russian president is us.
Until we go after the banking, because their power, we cannot underestimate the intelligence and the power of the banking cartel, because if they can cause, say, the coup d'etat of Kennedy or the soft coup of Nixon, then most people would say, you're crazy. They did it. And they're going after President Trump through the deep state, through the Mueller and the, Mueller and Rosenstein. They may even have some of these agents in Russia that are basically psionim. And you know what the word psionim means. I mean, these people are in many countries. But if we don't go after their jugular vein, which is where their source of power comes from, it's through a fraudulent system. They have unlimited wealth. They could buy people in your station off with enough money. If you've seen how they assassinated Kennedy, the hitman paid $30,000. I mean, how much were they paid up the line? The money can get anything done.
Look, I've got a suggestion here, Jeff. We take one of Trump's hats, then we take it to somebody that is very good with little additions and have it embroidered, Make America Great Again, Dump the Fed Reserve. I think it'd be perfect. Jeff, I've got to go to break. Must come down.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
We're back. By the way, I talked to my guy that's doing Mr. Sutterfield, that's doing the let me get back up to my page here for Front Sight. You guys know about the deal that we're running here?
Yes, Tom, that's doing the
not Tom
Tom,
no, the two different things. I want myfreeenergy.com. That's for people that want to save. And I got my monthly bill at home. And my monthly electric bill at home, without anybody else signing up, just what I saved, I said it was running pretty close to 40%. It's pretty close to 50%. My electric bill for this month was $94.
Wow.
Yeah. So at any rate. About the, I was talking today, I called him and talked to Dan Sutterfield, and he told me, he said, you know, people have been calling in, and he says they keep saying that they can't believe this is for real. They just can't believe that they can get a Primo, the best life membership that Front Sight has to offer, and it's a $25,000 certificate for $500. They can't. People think that there are strings attached or something. There are no strings, folks. There are no strings. You can get a $25,000 top-of-the-line membership with Front Sight for a donation of $500. And people can't believe that that's real. It is real. And people, I guess people aren't calling because they don't believe us. I said to Dan, are you kidding me? He said, I'm not joking. He said, dozens of phone calls and they're all saying exactly the same thing. I can't believe this. Well, believe it, folks. It's real. Hell, you can't even give away something anymore without people doubting you.
Yeah, I saw that. The savings on the ammunition and also the purchase of a weapon. Not a bad deal.
Well, for a $25,000 lifetime membership, we're giving you the deep discount of $24,500. Wow. Yeah. Folks need to call Dan Sutterfield. Here's his number. 573-762-2356. That's his home phone, 573-762-2356, or his cell, 573-465-2356. I mean, it's amazing, folks. $300 of that goes directly to Republic Broadcasting Network. So believe it, folks, it is real. Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick.
Yeah, good evening, gents. I'm just wondering if this this package story's fake. Just like the shooting. I mean, there's just a little too much organization after the shooting. But I think they want to give you the Palestinian shuffle. I think they're going to want us to get to the post office a couple hours early so they can start opening up our packages. I hope that's not true, but I'm kind of, you know,
well,
thinking that's what they're thinking.
Who knows
what do you guys think?
Yeah, Rick, who knows what they're going to come up with next? I mean, if we're now traveling to Dubai and Tel Aviv to try to garner support from foreign governments about gun control in this country, I mean, that's why I brought up CPAC and AIPAC. I mean, these people are falling all over. We can't do without Israel. Oh, there are partners in the Middle East. Partnered for what? Destruction of more millions of people? I don't know. But this is the Mac Daddy of all political orchestrations. And, you know, I forgive me for saying this, but they've got this Cruz kid. They've got him tried and convicted already. And he's not spent a day in court except to be arraigned. And even the YouTube videos are starting to disappear of kids in that very same school that were, one girl was standing in the hallway talking to Cruz when the gunfire started. And there was something very odd about him just walking out of that school with everybody else and he goes to McDonald's to get a milkshake. Right. Doesn't sound like somebody that was a shooter. Because I'll tell you what, I mean, that's the one thing that really makes me want to get a chocolate shake from Mickey D's, man, is, you know, firing up fellow students in a school. That just makes me just want a milkshake.
Hey, John, on that video, did you also notice that the young girl, that video is being scrubbed here and there? Yeah, I think it's back on there again now, but she mentions a second shooter in the background. But did you also notice that she said she mentioned meeting Nicholas Cruz in the group of kids that were exiting, and she started talking to him? Now, if he was not a student at that school, and she knew that because she knew this kid, don't you think she'd say, what are you doing here? You're not a student here at school. What are you doing here? I would have expected that, and I didn't see that. So actually what I would like to see, I would like to see some documentation to actually say that this kid was not a student in that school, because they said he was not a student in this school at all. So I would like to see some documentation to prove that point. And also documentation, well, we know the FBI would fudge on that, but I would like to actually see an independent researcher do a gunpowder residue on this kid's hands the time that it happened afterwards to say, yes, he did have gunpowder on his hands or he didn't. He fits a perfect patsy. Perfect.
Well, and you know what? They do that in suspected suicides. To determine if the bullet hole in the subject's head was fired from a gun that they held or somebody that held a gun and shot them with it.
Exactly.
You know, and I am amazed. And again, I will say this. They have federal agents tripping over each other. They wanted to make such a show down in Austin. How many people does it take to solve a crime? It doesn't take 300. They're sending in hundreds of DPS. They've got hundreds of FBI, ATF. They've got hundreds of this and hundreds of that, tripping over each other to try to solve that. What they are not quite sure if this is kind of a Unabomber kind of serial bombing, or they don't know if this was hate crime, or they just don't know. But I'm 300-400 badged individuals, I'm sure, are going to come up with something.
I also find it kind of odd, John, that he's an heir to $800,000, and the best he can do is have a public defender.
Oh, you're talking. You went back to Florida shooting. I was in the bombing in Austin there.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
but no, that's kind of odd. I mean, he should be able to have some kind of access to some of that money to get a decent representation, and now he has a public defender. We know that's the bottom of the barrel. So,
well,
kind of strange.
And the FBI is actually, and I thought I was the only one that struck me the wrong way. I tuned into Fox News for a minute for the Outnumbered show. This is when they have two women on the couches flanking one singular male. And, of course, you don't ever pay attention to the male because he just sits there and doesn't say much. And you can't get past the women sitting on the couch with their legs crossed, with their dresses hiked up around their earlobes. Still bugs me to this day. Fred in Michigan. Hello, Fred.
What the Fukushima Sam hell is going on today, Elfie?
I don't know, man.
There is a place called Hell, Michigan, and there is a guy by the name of Sam in Hell, Michigan.
There's also a Republic, Michigan, as well.
Man, I believe you. Hey, Hershey Brownstein, head Shabbat Lubavitch rabbi down there in Parkland, mysteriously, magically, his smartphone vid was the only one that surfaced in the aftermath of the purported terror event. Now, Yoshi Shimatsu at henrymakow.com and somebody called Chris Hinckley and said, well, Rents interviewed Yoshi Shimatsu. I'd never heard of Sean Rem. But Sean Rem is some deep cover vigilante assassins team of IDF combat vets who just happen to be Shabbat Lubavitch enthusiasts. And I'm sure this comes under the category of Sionism, right? The Talmudic Sabbatean Jew communitarian network of so-called helpers or associates. So, Steve, if you're in Florida, I think it'd be a really cool idea to contact Hershey Brownstein with a box of Hershey Golden Almond Bars. Hershey Golden Almond Bars.
You know, Fred, you mentioned that, and usually you will see all kinds of video recordings from, and every kid's got one of those devices now, don't they? All of their phones are smartphones. I have seen very, very few of those coming out.
Indeed. And look, guys, Yoshi Shimatsu believes that there are real dead corpses somewhere. I don't know. I'm not connected to Talmud Vision or Talmud Radio anymore. So has anyone at any of the area hospitals relative to the high school? Surely there must be some Talmudic Sabbatean Jew communitarian Talmud Vision, Talmud Radio super sleuth reporters that would go to the hospital. Oh, wow, you know, we We've had all these corpses, man. I mean, you know, I don't know. But I'll tell you this, I did see on YouTube, I could never remember the origin of Holocaust. And if there are real live terror events with corpses in the aftermath, it would be the modern day version of Holocaust, fellas. And on YouTube, and the audience ought to do this, it's real simple, a Jewish ritual murder revisited, the hidden cult. Jewish ritual murder revisited, the hidden cult. It's a group of British historians that track the origin of Holocaust, which, by the way, means these are Talmudic Sabbatean Jew rabbis. Well, it was even before the time of Sabbatai Zeeb of 1666. But it goes back to Carthage, 300 BC, and what they would do on their day of Purim, which is like this year, it was the 28th of February, okay? 28th of February, 1st of March, Purim. And this is their high holy day where they celebrate revenge against the Goyim Gentile enemies. So Holocaust means that they would create a pit, a fiery pit, into which they would throw Goyim Gentile children predominantly, and throughout the ages, monks and priests, etc. That was the origin of the Spanish Inquisition, by the way. The king and queen of Spain suddenly realized a mysterious disappearance and savage murders of their Roman Catholic children just happened to be at the hands of these satanic Talmudic Sabbatean Jews, and they rounded them up just as they did in the UK and other countries in the history, and they would execute them. So it's to the point where it's so in the face, the open conspiracy, satanic Talmudic Sabbatean Jew operations, whether it's AIPAC, ADL, the Satanic Pharisite Leprosy Center, B'nai B'rith, all of them, okay? They are our ultimate arch enemy, period. They must be eliminated. They must be terminated, okay?
Okay, Fred, when you say things like that, you're not going to win a whole lot of buds and pals, and you're not going to make a lot of friends on this network. We can
let me explicate. What I mean by that is terminate their political, monetary, fiduciary, economic.
Well, then say that, because when you start talking about termination without equivocation there, yeah, that's full on. Watch for the feds to be knocking on your door.
John, relative to that, let me just tell you this quickly. Summer 04, I meet a guy that's slumped over in his van. I'm walking through a parking lot. I'm thinking captive audience. I knock on the window. The guy awakens from his slumber, rolls down the window, addresses me by my name. Oh, hello, Fred. Oh, Sammy. How's your Sammy today? I've never seen this guy. I start laughing. He says, yeah, well, you can laugh all you want. We know everything about you, and we're watching and we're listening.
How did you bother to ask him how you're supposed to be watching me if you're sound asleep?
No, I said, take me to your leader. Take me to your leader.
All right, Fred, as always, Colorful Fred in Michigan. Thank you for your call.
Say, John, you're going to plug the phone number for donations.
Gee, I've said it so many times, you could probably recount that number in your sleep.
I'm too old to recount it.
I've got it right here in front of me. 1-800-724-2719, extension 3.
There you go. One more time for those that you might have spoken too fast.
1-800-721-724, let's go back. 1-800-724-2719, extension 3.
It's usually the people in God's waiting room that lose their memory first. At any rate,
I was getting a little sleepy there with Fred, that story.
Well, here's one for you. Here's a head scratcher. Now, we do know that Saudi Arabia has been kind of the sock puppet for Israel. We had a fleshing out of the multi-billionaires over there in Saudi Arabia. And Trump is now asking the Saudi king for a cool $4 billion so the U.S. troops can leave Syria. Yeah. We'll try to make some sense out of this when we get back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Well, Washington Post hard at it. One of the last bastions of free press in this country. Yeah. Has revealed that President Trump attempted to extricate U.S. troops from Syria by asking ally Saudi Arabia, and by extension, our friends in Israel, to foot the bill for post-war reconstruction and stabilization projects in the area of northeast Syria currently occupied by U.S. coalition forces. To the tune of $4 billion. The deal would involve U.S. allies like Saudi Arabia moving into lead position regarding coalition policy in Syria while hastening a U.S. exit. We don't make this stuff up, folks. Coalition continues to claim that its occupation of Syrian soil is toward anti-terror and humanitarian efforts, including the reestablishment of civilian infrastructure in a region previously controlled by ISIS. America's top general, CENTCOM Chief General Joseph Votel, admitted in congressional testimony this week that the Syrian government, along with the Russian and Iranian allies, have effectively won the war. General Votel's very frank admissions on Syria stunned hawks like Senator Graham, who are looking for more muscular policy goals. And I'm sure that's a slight on the effeminate Mr. Graham. The Washington Post summarized this part of the exchange as follows. Asked on Tuesday in a congressional hearing if Bashar al-Assad had won, General Joseph Votel, head of the U.S. Central Command, replied, "I don't think that it's too strong a statement. I think Russia and Iran have provided him with the wherewithal to be ascendant at this point." And Lindsey Graham asked Votel, "And it is not your mission in Syria to deal with the Iranian Assad-Russia problem?" Graham asked Votel, "That's not in your things to do, right?" The general replied, "That's correct, Senator." Votel declined to say whether he believed the U.S. military should pursue the broader objective and asked whether it was still policy that Assad must leave power, and Votel said this, "I don't know that that's our particular policy at this particular point. Our focus remains on the defeat of ISIS." God. So asking the Saudis for $4 billion and wow. Where did Donald get that deal together at? Where did that come from?
Well, you know, he wrote the book, The Art of the Deal, so I don't know what he was thinking there, but thought he could just hand over it's just $4 billion. It's not that much.
Yeah, you know, what's $4 billion when we're talking, what, $3 trillion flushed down the toilet over the 16-year war? And excuse me, what was the objective when we went to the Middle East? I'm still trying to figure that out 16 years later.
Yeah, I still remember the George Bush saying mission accomplished on that aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
I still see that picture here. I'm wearing the flight jacket looking so cool.
Yeah.
And we're still there.
Well, and, you know, he was the great pretender. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. I guess this would be kind of, just let Syria to the, to the Saudi Arabians and Israel. Because Israel has been pushing, and when there was noise like, maybe we're going to get out of Syria, they took up the mantle and they decided that they were going to start bombing exercises in southern Syria. Here's another country that's beating up on Syria without a declaration of war. It seems to be the fashion nowadays. Gentlemen, I thank you so much. Thank you, Steve, and thank you, Ron McDonald.
You're a pleasure, John.
And did you two get together over the weekend to decide you're going to be more assertive?
Yeah, I thought we did, didn't we?
Yeah,
John?
Yeah. And it worked. I thank you so much. Yeah, I could hardly get a word in edgewise, and I'm loving it. Just one more for the road, baby. All right, thanks, guys. Folks, make a donation to this network. It is listener-supported. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Click on that donate button or call us at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Make a donation today. Thanks for being here. See you tomorrow.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.